Learning to Let Go. The Art of Embracing Change. An audiobook by Patrick Lynan, read by Ian Brannan. Welcome. Introduction. Hello and welcome. I want to start by thanking you for picking up this book, and, as I do in all of my books, by offering the following piece of advice. Take what you really need, what speaks directly to your heart, and leave the rest here. With that done, we can skip the long, epic, tedious foreword and embark on this journey together. Learning to let go, to stop beating a dead horse, is a cumbersome process of overcoming ourselves. Why is daring to redefine ourselves so difficult? Why are we so reluctant to turn the page, even though we know instinctively that it has long been time to start a new chapter? How often have we clung to the familiar, even after it has ceased to serve us, instead of venturing into the unknown? We can't keep living in the past. Life is about moving forward. Things change, and we change, whether we like it or not. How can we learn to let things go and say, enough is enough? That is what we'll be discussing in this book, and by the end, you'll be a master of embracing change. Here's to fresh starts and leaving the past behind. Until recently, the prevailing view in the field of personality psychology was that a person's character is fully developed by the time she or he turns 30, after which point it is set in stone. In recent years, however, neuroscientists have produced studies showing that our personalities continue to evolve throughout our lives, and a great deal of development can still occur even among the elderly. In other words, our brains are never finished maturing. Their circuitry rewires itself continuously until we die. Though this process tends to slow with age, our neuronal branches never stop growing. This enables us to respond to new ideas and challenges in a short time, and to lay the tracks for new trains of thought. This book will clear the cobwebs from your brain and make room for new, far-reaching insights. The effect of this is illustrated by the following story. There once was a farmer who, on his deathbed, told his children, "Somewhere in my fields, I've buried a precious treasure. But where it lies, I'll never tell." After the farmer took his final breath, the siblings set to work digging and digging. They combed the fields from left to right, top to bottom, and once more from front to back for good measure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?